今日读经，以弗所书二章一到十节。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，他因爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Well, friends, let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we might see Jesus.
我们的天父啊，求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们得以看见耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, friends, you don't have to be a Christian to recognize that something is wrong with our world today.
朋友们，你们不需要变成一个基督徒才能发现我们如今的世界有一些问题。
In Iran, people are protesting against their government.
在伊朗，人们正在抗议，他们反对他们的政府。
In China, Christians are being jailed and oppressed.
在中国，基督徒被扔进监狱里，他们受到压制。
And in South Korea, there's the threat of nuclear war with the North.
在韩国，他们与北朝鲜有核战争的这种危机。
Even Singapore has the highest depression rate of any country in Asia.
即使在新加坡这样的国家，它也拥有在整个亚洲地区最高的抑郁症的这个发病率。
The nightly news these days is basically someone saying good evening, only to give us a list of reasons why it's not.
当我们听晚间新闻的时候，有一个人对我们说晚上好，然后就告诉我们一系列的原因，为什么晚上其实并不好。
Wherever we look, we cannot escape that one conclusion.
我们无论眼睛看向何处，我们都没有办法逃离这样一个结论。
Something is wrong with our world today.
我们今天的世界绝对有什么问题了。
Back in the early 20th century, the Times newspaper interviewed a series of influential writers and thinkers.
在二十世纪初的时候，《时代》杂志它采访了一系列当时非常有影响力的作家和思想家。
They asked them that very question, what's wrong with our world today?
报纸问了他们这样一个问题，那就是我们如今的世界到底怎么了？
One of the great Christian thinkers of that time replied with these simple words.
当那个年代非常有影响力的一位基督教作家这样回答道，
Dear sir, what's wrong with the world today? I am.
亲爱的先生，这个世界有什么问题？我就是那个问题。
If someone were to ask you, what's wrong with our world today, what would you say?
如果有一个人现在问你，我们现在的世界出了什么问题，你会如何回答呢？
Today in Ephesians 2, the Apostle Paul is going to show us our great problem.
在我们今天要看的以弗所书二节，二章，使徒保罗会告诉我们，我们如今的世界到底出了什么问题。
And he's going to show us that Jesus is the only answer to our greatest problem.
他会向我们显明出耶稣基督是我们目前的问题唯一的解决方案。
Well, what is that problem?
问题是什么呢？
Look with me at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
我们一起来看一下以弗所书二章一到三节。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
我们曾经也是与其他的人一样。在自己满足自己肉体的私欲，我们与其他人一样，原本都是在神的震怒之下的。
You see, friends, our greatest problem is this: that we are dead to God.
大家一起关注一下，我们现在遇见的最严重的问题就是我们在神面前是死的。
Did you see that description in verse 1? And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
大家看到第一节了吗？你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
What a way to describe our natural condition. We're physically living, but spiritually dead.
这是如何的一种描述啊？它描述我们曾经的自然的一种状态，那就是我们在有形有体的方面是活着的，但是在灵性的层面我们是死的。
We can walk and talk and live long and even happy lives, but all of it in the end is meaningless.
我们可以说话，我们可以走路，我们可以过着一个长寿，甚至是一个幸福的生活，但最终呢，这些都是没有意义的。
Because fundamentally we are separated from the God of life.
因为在最终的层面上讲，我们与神隔绝了。
We can't have a relationship with him.
我们不能与神有一个关系。
We have no place in his plan for this world.
神在这个世界上所做的大计划中，我们是在里面没有地位的。
Look, we are dead because of the trespasses and sins in which we previously lived.
我们看一下，我们在我们过去的过犯罪恶之中死掉了。
We've rejected a life with God, which is the only life worth living.
我们拒绝了与神同行的生活，而这样的生活是我们唯一值得过的生活。
We have said no to Jesus as the center of God's plan for this world and for our lives.
神对这个世界对我们的 生命让耶稣基督作为这个他的大计划的中心，而我们拒绝了耶稣基督。
See, we are not dead by accident.
我们看一下，我们其实并不是偶然的死掉了。
We have made ourselves dead to God.
我们是故意在神面前死的。
Instead of living for God, we have chosen to live for ourselves.
我们并没有选择去为神而活，我们相反的选择了为自己而活。
How is that even possible?
这是怎么样才能实现呢？
How can we be both dead to God and yet living in trespasses and sins?
我们是如何在神面前是死的，却在罪和过犯之中活着，就是活在过犯罪恶之中？
How can we be both dead and alive?
我们如何一边死又一边是活着的呢？
Growing up, I used to watch Chinese dramas on TVB every day.
我小时候喜欢看香港的中国的香港的 TVB 的节目。
And whenever I saw a ghost in those dramas, I would be terrified.
每当我看见这个电视剧里有鬼出现的时候，我都非常的害怕。
Because the ghost, they actually had a physical body.
因为那些鬼实际上你是可以看得到的，它是有一个物理性的一个身体。
They were in one sense physically alive, but they were dead in every other way.
所以在有形有体的方面你是可以看到它活着的，但是它在其他层面上却都已经死了。
See, before God, you and I, we're like the walking dead.
我们在神面前就像是行尸走肉一般。
See, we're physically, mentally, and emotionally alive, but we are dead in every other way that matters.
虽然我们在有形有体的层面上是活着的，我们在思维上，我们在我们的情绪上是活着的，但是在其他重要的层面上，我们都已经死了。
We're spiritually dead. We are dead to God.
我们在灵性上死了，我们在神面前是死的。
And just like those ghosts in those Chinese dramas, we, in one sense, we have no control over our actions. You and I have no control over our destiny.
就像我在中国那些电视剧里看到的，那些鬼对自己的行为没有掌控能力，我们也对我们自己的生活和行为没有任何的掌控能力。
All of us are captive to the world, the flesh, and the devil.
我们对于这个世界，我们对于魔鬼，以及我们对于自己的肉体。是奴仆的状态。
Look with me at verses 1 and 2.
我们一起看一下第一节和第二节。
And you were dead in your trespasses and transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。
See, all of us like to think we're free, don't we?
我们所有的人都会想要觉得我们自己其实是自由之身，不是吗？
We all like to imagine that we're in control of every action in our lives.
我们常常喜欢这样想象，认为自己对自己的生活之中各个层面都是把控的状态。
And yet we so often underestimate the influence that this world has over us.
然而我们常常会低估这个世界对我们的影响力。
I remember asking a young doctor why he was studying so hard to become an eye specialist.
Oh, 我想起来，我曾经问过一个年轻的医生，我问他，你为什么学习工作这么努力，想要成为一个眼科专家呢？
Do you know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗？
That's what my parents expect.
这是我父母的期盼。
I recently asked a woman why she wanted her son to work as a lawyer.
我最近问过一个女人，为什么她想要让她的儿子成为一名律师。
And she answered, so everyone will respect our family.
她这样说的，这样话所有的人都会尊重我的家庭。
See, we are so easily captive to the expectation and the approval of others, to the ways of this world.
大家看到了吗？我们如此容易的受制于其他人对我们的期待，受制于其他人对我们，受制于其他人对我们的肯定。
But our problem is far greater than just that.
但我们的问题并不仅仅只是因为随从今世的风俗。
We are controlled not just by this world, but by the devil himself.
我们不仅仅是被这个世界的风俗所影响，我们也受到魔鬼他自己的控制。
Just look at verse 2, in which you, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
来一起看一下第二节，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
You see, our greatest problem is not physical.
我们来看一下我们自己，我们这世界最严重的问题，并不是在有形有体层面上的问题。
It's not social, it's not political, and it's not economic.
我们的问题不是社会问题，不是经济问题。
Our greatest problem is spiritual.
我们最严重的问题是在。灵性层面上的。
We are controlled by the world and the devil.
我们被今世的风俗和空和魔鬼他自己把掌控。
But thirdly, we are controlled by the flesh.
第三方面，我们被肉体所控制。
Just look at verse 3.
来一起看一下第三节。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts.
第三节说到，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
This is saying that you and I, we bend to the will of our physical and emotional desires.
这就是说，我们屈从于我们自己的肉体，屈从于我们肉体的渴望。
We are like prisoners of pleasure.
我们就像被享乐拘禁了一样。
You see, we think that I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
我们想要认为我们自己是命运的主宰者，我们是自己灵魂的舵手。
But in reality, we are mastered by our flesh, and we are prisoners to our senses.
但事实上，我们常常是我们自己罪的仆人，我们是自己的这些感官的。
We are like lovers trapped in a destructive relationship, knowing that we should leave, but staying all to feel loved.
我们就像一个糟糕的恋人，我们在一段受到在一段很伤害自己的关系之中，却没有办法离开这段关系，因为我们想要留在这个关系中感觉到被爱。
See, we are ruled by the world, we are enslaved by the devil, and we are captive to the flesh.
大家看到我们是受制于这个世界，我们受制于魔鬼本身，我们也是顺从于自己的肉体。
Our greatest problem is that we are dead to God, and there is nothing we can do about it.
我们最严重的问题是我们在神面前是死的，而我们对此没有办法来解决。
Dead people cannot call for help.
死了的人没有办法来求助。
They cannot run for cover.
他们没有办法去逃避，去躲藏。
They cannot save themselves.
他们没有办法自救。
Dead people don't even know that they're dead.
死了的人甚至不知道自己死了。
Friends, we are totally unable to reach out to God.
朋友们，我们完全没有办法来向神来求助。
But if you thought that's the depth of our problem, it gets worse.
但如果你认为这是我们问题最严重的地方，那你就错了。
Because look at how we're described in verse 2. We are the disobedient. Literally, we're called the children, the sons of disobedience.
看一下第二节。圣经说我们是悖逆之，我们现在是悖逆之子，也就是悖逆的孩子。
In Chinese, my name is Zi En, as in son of grace.
我的中文名叫子恩，翻译过来就是直接的意思就是恩典的儿子，恩典的孩子。
But just imagine naming your child son of disobedience.
你想一想，你能不能把你的孩子叫做悖逆之子、逆子呢？
In verse 3, we're described as children under wrath, God's righteous punishment.
第三节说本为可怒之子，就是那些在神的震怒之下的孩子。
See, all of this shows up our fundamental problem.
这些都表现出我们最严重的问题。
Our greatest problem is not actually with the world, the flesh, or the devil.
我们最根本的问题并不是我们与世界的问题，我们与魔鬼的问题，或者是我们在自己肉体产生的问题。
Our greatest problem.Is with God.
我们最严重的问题是我们与神之间出的问题。
We have disobeyed God, our Father, and so we deserve His righteous judgment.
我们不顺从上帝，我们的天父，所以我们其实是值得被审判的。
Our greatest problem is that we are dead to God.
我们最严重的问题就是我们在神面前是死的。
Well, friends, if Ephesians ended here, this would be a very depressing morning, wouldn't it?
朋友们，如果今天以弗所书到此就戛然而止了，那我们今天早上的信息将会是非常令人压抑的，不是吗？
Because I would have given you the greatest problem, but without any solution.
因为我向你们指出了我们最严重的问题，我却没有指出我们的解决方案。
But look at the first words of verse 4.
但我们一起看一下第四节最前面的几个词。
But because of his great love for us, God. But God.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。大家注意，然而神。
Think about that. But God.
然而神。
These have to be the greatest words, not just of this book, not just of this sermon, but the greatest words of human history.
然而神，这将不仅仅是这一卷书中最重要的词，它也是我今天这篇讲道中最伟大的词，以及整个人类世界都最伟大的词。
Because God does not allow verses 1-3 to be the end of our story.
因为上帝不允许，以弗所书二章一到三节成为我们故事最后的结局。
He doesn't just leave us with a problem.
他不愿意让我们自己面对问题。
No, in verses 4-7, God provides our only solution.
我们看一下，从第四节到第七节，神提供了唯一的解决方案。
He shows us that Jesus is the only answer to our greatest problem.
他向我们显明，耶稣基督是我们问题唯一的解决办法。
So look with me at verse 4.
那我们一起看一下第四节。
But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
And the next verse as well.
看一下下一节。
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩典，显明给后来的世代看。
You see, friends, you notice what God has done for us.
朋友们，我们要注意神为我们所做的一切。
Before we were dead to God.
曾经我们面向神是死的。
But now we are alive with Christ.
但我们现在与基督一起活过来。
We are no longer physically alive, but spiritually dead.
曾经我们是在有形有体的方面上是活着的，但是我们的灵性是死的。
No, we are physically and spiritually alive in every way that matters.
然而现在，无论在任何重要的层面上，我们都是不仅在有形有体的活着，我们在灵性上也是活着的。
We can have a living and a loving relationship with God as our Father.
我们可以让以神作为我们的天父，与他有一个活泼的、有一个相爱的关系。
We are no longer sons of disobedience, but we are now children of God.
我们不再是一个悖逆之子，我们成为神的孩子。
Let me tell you about my friend Matthew.
我跟大家介绍一下，我有一个朋友，他叫马特。
Matthew is a heart surgeon who lives in Brisbane.
马修他是一个住在布里斯班的一个心脏科的外科医生。
Every day he helps his patients avoid death.
每天他的工作就是帮助他的病人避免死亡。
He gives people a heart transplant.
他有时候给人做心脏的一个搭桥手术。
And if Matthew does his job well, he will extend the years of his patient's life.
如果他把这个手术做很成功的话，他可以让他的病人多活几年。
But my friend cannot solve the ultimate problem, can he?
但我的朋友却没有办法解决最终的问题，不是吗？
He might extend their life, but he cannot entirely save their life.
他可以延长病人的生命，但他没有办法真正的拯救病人。
You see, Jesus has not simply extended the life of a dying man.
耶稣基督的工作并不仅仅是让一个快要死的人延长几年寿命。
He has taken a lifeless corpse, someone who's already dead, and made him into a living person.
耶稣基督让一个死尸，一个完全没有任何生命迹象的死尸。能够被医治，他能够成为一个活生生的人。
And God hasn't just made us alive with Christ; He has raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms.
耶稣基上帝没有让我们仅仅是同耶稣一起活过来，他甚至高举我们，让我们与耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
That's exactly what God did for Jesus.
这是上帝为耶稣基督所做的。
Back in chapter 1 verse 20, it says he exercised this power in Christ by raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens. That's at chapter 1 verse 20.
我们一起来看一下以弗所书的一章二十节，在二十节里面讲到，就是叫他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Can you see what God is saying?
我们可以看到上帝在这里的信息吗？
You and I are connected with Jesus.
你和我与耶稣一起连接。
So everything that God did for him, he has now done for us.
所以神对耶稣基督所做的一切，他也做在我们身上。
Just as he raised Jesus from the dead, he has raised us from the dead.
就像神让耶稣基督从死里复活一样，他也让我们从死里复活。
Just as he has seated Jesus in the heavens, he has now seated us in the heavens.
神让耶稣基督坐在天上，他现在也让我们坐在天上。
And just as Jesus reigns over this world, you and I are no longer ruled by sin.
当耶稣基督战胜这个世界的时候，我们也不再被这个世界上的罪所困扰。
This isn't just something off in the future.
我们现在讲的不是一个将来时的事情。
This is not just something for heaven and eternal life.
这不仅仅是讲的将来天上或者说永恒生命的事情。
No, this is now.
我们现在就可以发现这已经发生
了。This is our present reality.
这是我们现在时的现在的情况。
Because God has made us alive with Christ, He has set us free.
因为 上帝让我们与耶稣基督同活，他已经释放了我们。
We're free from the expectations of other people.
我们从别人的期待之中得到了释放。
We don't have to be afraid of what other people think.
我们不再惧怕别人是怎么样看待我们的。
We don't have to study and work so hard so that others will respect us and not look down on us.
我们努力学习、努力生活的原因不再是因为我们在意别人如何看待我们，不再是因为我们害怕别人小瞧我们。
Because we were dead, but we're now alive.
我们这样做原因是我们曾经是死，但我们现在已经活了。
We were slaves, but now we're free.
我们曾经是仆役，是奴仆，但我们现在是自由之身。
Why in the world would God do something like that?
为什么上帝竟然要做出这样的事情呢？
Why would He do such an act of kindness for people who don't deserve it?
为什么神要对那些根本不值得这样去做的人做如此的慈爱之举呢？
Look at verse 4.
我们一起看一下第四节。
God, well, because of his great love for us. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Why? His great love for us and the richness of his mercy.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们大爱。便叫我们同耶稣一同活过来。为什么神要这样做呢？是因为他爱我们的大爱和他丰富的怜悯。
Why would God save an undeserving people?
为什么神要拯救那些根本不值得的族群呢？
Why would He give a life to those who deserve death?
为什么神要赐生命给那些原本本应死的人呢？
Why would He forgive disobedient children?
为什么神要怜悯，要是为什么神要怜悯那些本来不顺服他的孩子呢？
Because he is rich in mercy.
因为神有丰富的怜悯。
God doesn't just give us what we don't deserve. God doesn't just give us what we don't deserve.
神不仅仅是把我们那些不配得的东西赐给我们。
He doesn't give us what we do deserve.
神也没有把那些我们应得的那些惩罚。
Let me say that one more time. He gives us what we don't deserve.
让我再重复一遍，他赐给我们那些我们本不配得的。
But he also doesn't give us what we do deserve.
他同时也没有把那些我们本应受的事情给我们。
Because we deserve to be dead to God.
因为我们本应在神面前是死的。
We deserve to be ruled by the world.
我们本应是受到这个世界的。受到世界的压制。
We deserve to be enslaved by the devil.
我们本应是受制于魔鬼的。
We deserve to be captive to the flesh.
我们本应是受制于我们自己的肉体的。
We deserve to be punished for our sin.
我们本应该是因为自己的罪被惩罚的。
But God.
然而神。
But God, rich in mercy and full of love, spares us from everything that we deserve.
然而神具有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，他让我们与那些我们原来应得的惩罚都分离了。
Instead of leaving us dead to him, God makes us alive with Christ.
神没有让我们在他面前是死的，他让我们与基督同活。
That is mercy.
这就是怜悯。
And that's why you and I are the centerpiece of God's master plan.
也是因为这样的原因，在神的大计划中，我们是神的杰作。
You and I, this church is a picture of the world to come.
你和我，我们这间教会，我们是未来将要发生的事情的一个图景。
If you want a picture of God's future plan for the world, look around.
如果你想要知道神对未来、对世界的一个计划，那么你可以看看自己的周围。
Because this church is a picture of heaven.
因为这间教会就是将来的天上的一个图景。
Now that might surprise you.
这可能让你会觉得很惊讶。
Really? This is a picture of the future?
真的吗？这就是未来的一个图景吗？
This is God's plan, great plan for the world?
这就是神对未来的大计划的一个缩影吗？
Is God's plan for eternity really a group of people listening to a 40-minute sermon?
这就是我们这间教会不过就是一些普通的人在这里聚集起来听到吗？
How can this be a picture of heaven?
这怎么能成为一个天堂的缩影呢？
But don't be fooled.
但是大家不要搞错了。
Because what you are seeing is a people who were once dead but are now living.
你现在看到周围的人是曾经死了的人，但是在现在活过来了。
The person sitting next to you was once a slave, but is now free.
在你周围坐的人就是曾经是奴仆，但是现在成了自由。
You were once judged, but now you are forgiven.
曾经你是在处在被审判的地位的，但是现在你被原谅了。
This church used to be orphans, but are now adopted children of God.
我们这间教会里的人曾经都是孤儿弃儿，但是现在都是成了被神所收养的爱子。
You may not believe it, but this is a picture of heaven.
你也许现在还不能接受，但是实际上我们这间教会就是未来天上的缩影。
And if God has saved an ordinary people like us, you can bet that He can save someone just like you.
如果神能够拯救像我们这样的普通人、平常人，那么你要相信神也可以救助你这样的人。
If you are dead to God today, you can be made alive with Christ.
如果你在神面前是死，但你可以在被耶稣基督与耶稣基督一起同活。
You can find in Jesus a new life, a fresh start.And a second chance.
在耶稣基督里，你可以重新来过，你可以重活你的生命。
Look with me at verse 8.
我们一起来看一下第八节。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Our greatest problem is that we were dead to God.
我们最大的、最严重的问题就是我们在神面前是死的。
Our only solution is that we are alive in Christ.
我们唯一的解决方式就是我们要与耶稣基督同活。
And now our new life is that we live by grace.
我们新的生活、新的生命就是我们要靠恩典而活。
Dead to God.Alive with Christ, living by grace.
在神面前是死的，与基督同活，现在活在恩典之中。
Did you notice that little phrase in verse 8? You are saved by grace through faith.
我们看到第八节的经文了吗？你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
What does it mean to be saved by grace?
得救是本乎恩是什么意思呢？
I think we get a picture of it in the second half of verse 8, don't we?
我觉得我们在第八节后半部分能够稍微理解一点这个意思。
This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
这并不是出于你自己，乃是神所赐的。
You see, being saved by grace means that there is nothing we can do to earn our salvation.
得救是本乎恩的意思就是我们没有办法做任何事情来挣得我们的救恩。
It means that we can never be good enough to be saved out of death.
我们永远不够好。我们没有办法自救。
It means that we can never pay God enough to be freed from sin.
它意思是我们没有办法因为我们所做的事情来偿还神对我们的恩。
Yeah, and it means that our greatest good is never good enough.
它也表示我们所有的善行、义行都不够善、不够义。
You know, some people think that Christianity is all about living a good life so that God will let us into heaven.
很多人认为基督教不过就是说你要行善于世，这样你就可以被神允许进入他的天国。
But nothing could be further from the truth.
但这与事实是大相径庭的。
Because dead people can't save themselves.
因为死的人没有办法救助他自己。
Dead people can't live at all.
死的人完全没有办法生活着。
Let alone to live good lives good enough for God.
更不要说去行义，而且行那种在神眼中都看为义的义。
But the good news of Jesus Christ is this, that God gives us a salvation as a gift.
但耶稣基督带来的好消息是，神赐给我们救恩。
And all we need to do as a gift is accept it.
作为一个救恩，一个礼物，我们要做的就是接受它。
That's what it means to be saved by grace through faith, to trust that Jesus has paid for the gift and we contribute nothing to it.
这就是得救是本乎恩的意思，也就是说我们相信耶稣基督为我们付上代价，我们自己不需要再做任何的事情。
If you're not a Christian and you realize that your greatest need is to be saved out of death, then can I urge you accept this gift of salvation?
如果你还不是基督徒，并且你意识到自己在神面前是死的，那么我真的是非常非常 严肃地希望你能够接受这样的一个救恩。
It's a gift. All you have to do is receive it.
这是一个礼物，你要做的就是接受它。
And all you have to do is trust that Jesus has paid for it.
你要做的不过就是你要相信，信靠耶稣基督已经完全地为这个救恩付上了代价。
It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
这听起来好像太好了，不像是真的。
But I want you to know it is all too true and it is all too good.
但我希望你一定要知道，这是真的是太好的好消息，并且这是完全真实的。
Accept God's gift of salvation.
接纳神所赐的救恩。
My family comes from Malaysia.
我的家庭来源于马来西亚。
And my family is not particularly good at accepting a gift.
我们的家族因为文化原因并不太擅长于接受别人送的礼物。
You think you're giving us a gift, but in fact you're giving us an obligation.
你觉得你送给我们一个礼物，实际上你送给我们一个负担。
If you try and give me a gift, I will not accept it.
如果你送给我一个礼物，我会想方设法的来不接受它。
And if you force me to accept it, I will buy a gift for you.
如果你真的一定要塞给我一个礼物，那么我会再买一个礼物送给你。
And the value of the gift will be exactly the same as the value of your gift to me.
我送给你的礼物会跟你送给我的礼物一模一样的价值。
Do you realize that's not a gift? That's repayment.
你能意识到吗？我送这个礼物实际上并不是真的礼物，而是一种对你给我好处的偿还。
That's not living by grace.
这就不是活在恩典中。
Living by grace means acknowledging that we can never pay God back for His gift.
活在恩典中的意思就是我们要意识到我们永远不可能偿还神所赐给我们的。
You know, some Christians fall into the trap of thinking, okay, God has given me the free gift of salvation, so now I'll spend the rest of my life repaying Him for it.
所以有些基督徒有这样错误的想法，他陷入这样的思想，他认为哦，神赐给我这样一个免费的礼物，所以我要花尽余生的时间来去偿还神所赐的。
That's not living by grace, it's living by guilt.
这不是活在恩典中，这是活在罪疚感之中。
It's like it's treating God's salvation like a university debt.
就像这种思想，就是说，就像你要还神的恩情，就像你要偿还你的大学。高等教育的一个债务。
God has loaned you salvation, but now you just need to pay Him back.
神借给你一个恩典，现在你要还给他。
Not at all. Grace is the free gift of God.
完全不是这样，恩典是神所赐的免费的礼物。
Living by grace means living for God, not out of obligation, but out of thankfulness.
活在恩典之中的意思，不是说你要活在罪疚感之中，而是说你要靠着神，为他而活。
Yeah, because if I'm living for God, if someone gives me a gift, I will thank them back, won't I?
如果别人送给我一个礼物，我会想要感谢他，还给他，并且偿还给他。
Living for God is not repayment. Living for God is thankfulness.
但是我们为神而活，不是要偿还给神他所赐给我们的，而是我们要为他而活，在恩典之中。
You see, God's gift of salvation frees us to live as we were always meant to live.
我们神赐给我们的恩典，让我们以一种我们本来被造就应该活的样式来活出来。
Just look at verse 10.
我们一起来看一下第十节。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We were not saved by good works, we are saved for good works.
我们不是因为行善而得救，但我们得救是为了叫我们行善。
Fellow Christian, do you recognize that God has made you alive in Christ so that you might now live for Him?
我基督徒同胞们，你们有没有意识到神救我们是为了要我们得救后行善。
God has not saved us just to abandon us.
神并不是把我们救了以后就把我们扔到一边去了。
No, He has saved us so that we might live for Him.
他拯救我们，于是我们要为他而活。
Your life has a purpose.
你的生命是有意义的。
You have been saved by Christ to live for Christ.
你被耶稣基督拯救是为了要为耶稣基督而活。
Do you recognize that living for God means living by grace?
你有没有意识到为神而活就是在恩典之中活呢？
And living by grace does not mean living by guilt.
在恩典之中活，不是活在罪疚感之中。
Living by grace means living out of gratitude.
活在恩典之中是带着感恩的心活。
Recently, one of my very good friends gave me a gift.
最近呢，我有一个非常好的朋友送给我一个礼物。
It was the best gift I've received all year.
这是一年之中我接收到的最好的一个礼物。
It was the gift of a day away, a short holiday, some much-needed rest.
他给我了一个一天的假期，这是我非常需要的。
And you would think that if I received the gift, I would be happy.
你应该会认为我收到这个礼物以后，我会很开心，对吧？
But I wasn't.
但我并不开心。
I felt guilty.
我觉得很有罪疚感。
I thought about how much money he must have spent on that voucher.
我就一直在想，他到底为了这个休假的礼券，他花了多少钱呢？
I thought about how much I owed him.
我一直在想，就是我欠他多少钱。
I found it so hard to accept that gift.
我发现我非常难以去接受这样一个礼物。
Because it meant acknowledging my need.
这还源于我非常难以去承认我其实有需求，我有这样的需要。
It meant acknowledging that I couldn't help myself.
我接受这样礼物就是表示我要承认我自己没有办法来帮助自己。
I wonder whether we struggle to accept gifts because we don't want to admit that our lives are a mess.
我想我们在座的很多人可能很难接受礼物，原因就是因为如果接受了，就表示我们要承认自己的生活有很多的问题。
But the first step to accepting God's gift is to acknowledge our need.
但我们要接受神所赐的救恩，这样的礼物最重要的第一步就是我们要承认自己是有需要的人。
The first step to receiving life in Christ is to acknowledge that we're dead to God.
我们接受从耶稣基督而来的生命的第一步，就是我们要承认我们在神面前是死的。
But if you take that first step,
但如果你迈出这样的第一步，
if you confess your sin and acknowledge your need,
如果你承认自己的罪并且承认自己的需要，
God is offering you the greatest gift you could ever receive.
上帝就要给你在这个世界上能够接受到最好的礼物。
And not just the greatest gift in this life, but the greatest gift forever.
不仅仅是在这个世界上最好的礼物，也是在永生最好的礼物。
He is offering you forgiveness.
他会提供给你，他会提供给你接纳。
He is offering you a new life.
他会给你一个新的生命。
He is offering you a fresh start.
他会给你一个新的开始。
Our greatest problem is that we were dead to God.
我们最严重的问题就是我们在神面前是死的。
Our only solution is that we are made alive with Christ.
我们唯一的解决方式就是我们要与耶稣基督一同复活。
Our new reality is that we live by grace.
我们现在要面对的就是我们需要在恩典之中活。
For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift.
因为你们得救是本乎恩，因着信，这不是出于自己，这是从神而来的。
Salvation is a gift of God.
救赎是从神而来的礼物。
Will you accept it?
你会接受吗？
Let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation.
天父啊，我们感谢你所赐的救恩。
We thank you for the gift of your Son.
我们感谢你赐下你的爱子。
Teach us to live for Jesus' glory.
求你教我们如何以耶稣基督的荣耀而活。
Teach us to do the good works that you have prepared for us in Him.
主啊，求你帮助我们在耶稣基督里面能够行出你为我们预备所行的善事。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.